Tell me about this project, not a traditional totem pole per se. How did it come about from your standpoint as an artist?
Yeah, it's not a traditional pole for sure. It's a red cedar 20-foot story pole. It's about the story writers. It's about children's literature. And so the idea came about 11 years ago, looking at a sculpture in another children's library section, and I thought there was a T-Rex in there. It just looked scary to me. I thought, you know, it was great for 9 to 15 year olds, but then what about the little kids? Kind of scary. So that inspired me the idea for this.
Okay. And it has come together relatively quickly in terms of actual making it happen, right?
Actual time, yes. Actually, I started talking with Jessica about this, the librarian here, 4 years ago. I threw the idea out. I told her about an idea I had, and she loved it and went with it and found the funding. And yeah, 4 years later, yes, I got notice 3 months ago, 4 months ago, that we had full funding. And when I finished the job I was doing at that moment, well, we're right to it, and it took me about 10 weeks to do.
Wow. Yeah. I'm still amazed that can come together in 10 weeks.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it was a lot of work in my shop at home, and the 3 days I've had here has been burning it.
In terms of actually the process of making it, is it pretty similar, though, to how you cut out other poles or other artworks?
When I'm doing traditional style totem poles, absolutely not. It was 100% different. I had the approach, everything, because I have figures that really stand out from the log, and so I had to figure out that it was just, you know, a lot of pondering and looking at and thinking, and then I figured it out and knocked them out.
And thinking artistically, you have a lot more freedom in the figures you can put there, right?
Well, originally I had drawn up, there was a Mother Goose on there, you know, Winnie the Pooh and Peter Rabbit and all these different characters. Well, we don't want to get in trouble, and so I had to alter them, but I altered them to Alaskan themed critters, which is Alaskan Canadian goose. There's a black bear on there. We have the snowshoe hare, a cat in a hat, different cat, different hat, with a raven and a book, and some other little things that y'all have to look at and figure out, you know, what they are and where they are. There's about 30 different things on this pole.
From the start, you purposely have not tried to follow traditional protocol for a totem pole?
Well, this isn't really a totem pole. It's a outdoor sculpture. I am a totem pole carver. I'm Hlinget. I've been doing this for most of my life. I'm known for totem poles. I'm known for a lot of different things, but this is just totally a different step. It's totem pole-esque, but it's 100% not. I mean, I do have a couple of tiny things that are Northwest Coast Hlinget. I had to throw that in there because it's me. But mostly it's related to nursery rhymes, storytelling, stuff that we've heard all our lives growing up. And so I just thought it was a good thing for everybody. And like I said earlier, usually when people see this, it puts a smile on their face, and that's why I create this piece here, thinking, hey, get you to think.
And this is art, so it also is getting this discussion going, which isn't a bad thing. There is a whole long process, though, for a traditional pole that if you weren't going in that direction, you would be doing for bringing it to the island and raising it and everything.
Right. Everything would have been totally different, and we would have been out front with folks from the beginning, because we would want their input and let them know that this is happening, and we would want the balance, you know, of the eagle and the raven moieties, the clans, to come together representing. We have to have balance, show balance with that. This is not a cultural pole in that sense at all, and so we still encourage people to come out if they want to come out and bring this stuff and their regalia and dance. They're certainly welcome to, but this is a pole for everybody, not excluding anybody. And mostly it's for the kids, and we're all kids. So, hey.
Yeah, okay.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Have you had this kind of issue come up in other artwork you've done before that,
you know,
isn't?
It does seem to come up here and there. And mostly it's about misunderstanding. Instead of coming out and asking me or people, whomever is involved with it, people tend to hide behind stuff and want to come ask, come talk to them, find out what's going on. I mean, nobody's hiding anything. We're sharing.